KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:05, it's partly to mostly cloudy and 72 degrees. We look forward to partly cloudy to cloudy today with scattered showers and thunderstorms, a high around 80. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Elkhorn, see Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated or call 712-764-6000. In Western Iowa News, the Iowa State Patrol reports six people were injured during a crash at around 7:25 p.m. Sunday in Harrison County. Authorities said Monday that a 2014 Chevy Impala driven by 21-year-old Ruby Lopez Milagros of Omaha failed to navigate a curve on Highway 30 just east of 9th Street in Missouri Valley. The car crossed the center line of the road and struck an eastbound 2012 GMC Yukon driven by 35-year-old Stephanie Renee Martindale of Turin. Lopez Milagros and four of her passengers in her car, 25-year-old Armando Rodriguez, 19-year-old Kevin Lucio, and 18-year-old Hector Jose De Jesus Ramirez, all of Omaha, along with 19-year-old Kevin Soraya of Bellevue, Nebraska, were transported to hospitals in Omaha or Missouri Valley. Their injuries range from serious to minor. Three of the injured, Soraya, Lucio, and Ramirez, were not wearing their seatbelt. Martindale suffered minor injuries and was transported to the Missouri Valley Hospital by a family member. The accident remains under investigation. Police in Red Oak Monday cited 29-year-old Chelsea Joan Hale of Red Oak for failure to maintain control, with additional charges pending completion of an investigation into a hit-and-run accident. Hale was cited following the accident in the 1000 block of East Valley Street. Witnesses told police that during the incident, which took place around 3:45 p.m. Monday, a silver car had struck a power pole, which snapped off. The car then drove away from the scene. Officers were able to locate the vehicle and the driver, Chelsea Hale, and observed her 2015 VW Passat had sustained an estimated $5,000 damage. Damage to the Mid-America Energy Pole was estimated at $1,000. Red Oak police were assisted at the scene by the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office and Red Oak Fire Department. The Adams County Sheriff's Office reports deputies were called Monday to 2575 Elm Avenue in reference to a civil dispute. Upon further investigation, 41-year-old Jolene Mary Most was taken into custody for driving while barred. Most was being held in the Adams County Jail on a $2,000 bond. Montgomery County Auditor Stephanie Burke yesterday said an audit of the June 2nd primary election will be held this Thursday, June 11th. The Secretary of State's office ordered the post-election audit for each county, and by random selection, Precinct 5 will be the precinct audited. The polling place location for Precinct 5 is the Grant Fire Station, which was combined with the Stanton Fire Station for this past election. The Montgomery County Auditor's Office will conduct the audit beginning at 9 a.m. on Thursday. That audit will take place in the North Meeting Room of the courthouse in Red Oak, and the proceeding is open to the public. Officials with Pottawatomie County Public Health on Monday confirmed 18 new COVID-19 cases on Saturday, one new case on Sunday, and 30 new cases on Monday. Of the newly reported cases, two individuals are from Oakland. One each is from Carter Lake, Crescent, Neola, and Underwood. The rest are from Council Bluffs. Two of the individuals were epi-linked, while the others were tested between June 1st and June 7th. According to the state's coronavirus dashboard yesterday, 4,657 Pottawatomie County residents have been tested for COVID-19, with 371 having tested positive. Including the epi-linked cases, PCPH reports a total of 412 COVID-19 cases. Of those, 226 persons have recovered, 4 are hospitalized, and 164 persons are self-isolating. Based on the Pott County Public Health contact tracing investigations, officials said 109 Pott County COVID-19 cases were the result of community spread. Health officials in Mills County Monday also confirmed one additional positive case of COVID-19. That's a person 19 to 40 years of age who contracted the virus by community spread. The total number of confirmed COVID-19 cases in Mills County is now 21, with all but one of those persons having recovered. Officials say 1,358 Mills County residents have been tested, and that, quote, with summer all but here, we would like to remind people that public and community swimming pools are allowed to open strictly for lap swim and or swimming lessons. Officials say that those rules do not apply, however, to pools owned by individual families. The Iowa Department of Public Health COVID-19 dashboard this morning shows 15 more people have died from the virus over the past 24 hours, for a total of 622. The number of positive cases increased by 193 to 22,111. The number of negative COVID-19 test results also increased from 170,635 on Monday to 173,786 as of this morning. Another piece of good news, the number of Iowans who have recovered from the virus amounts to 336 for a total of 13,211. Statewide RMCC data show 255 Iowans were hospitalized with COVID-19. As of this morning, an increase of 10 from Monday. The number of persons in an ICU had decreased from 85 to 82, while the number of persons admitted to a hospital was listed as 16. Two persons were removed from a ventilator. A total of 51 remain hooked up to the breathing assistance machines. In southwestern western Iowa, Region 4 of the RMCC, 8 people were hospitalized. That's one more than Monday. 4 were in an ICU, 3 more than yesterday. One person was admitted to the hospital, and 2 are on ventilators. Long-term care facilities reported one less outbreak, with a total of 39 now. The amount of residents and staff at those facilities who have tested positive, number 1,561, that's 5 more than previously reported. 822 have recovered, that's 26 more than Monday. And a total of 309 have died, 5 more than Monday. There's also been a slight change in the area county-by-county COVID-19 case and recovery numbers. In Cass County, 12 persons have recovered out of the 13 positive cases. In Audubon County, 10 out of 13 positive cases have recovered. In Shelby County, 39 positive cases were reported. That's 1 more than the past few days, with 34 recovered. And Pottawatomie County, as of this morning, had 382 cases. That's up 24 from yesterday. 220 have recovered. That's also up 19 from Monday. In our funeral announcements, Ivan Miller, age 88, of Fontenelle, died Friday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. An open visitation for Ivan Miller without the family present will be today from 3 until 7 p.m. at the Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle. Breen Chandler, age 85, of Adair, died Saturday at the Stewart Community Care Center. A memorial service for Breen Chandler will be held Thursday at 10:30 at the Dalmanutha Cemetery, north of Casey. Hockenberry Funeral Home of Adair has arrangements. Lynette Steele, age 59, of rural Anita, died Sunday. Funeral services for Lynette Steele will be Thursday at 10:30 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. James Langston, age 73, of Stewart, died May 27th. Memorial services for James Langston will be Thursday at 11 a.m. at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. Michael Gregg, age 50, of Huntington, West Virginia, died May 29th. Funeral services for Michael Gregg will be held Thursday at 11 a.m. at the Luss Hills Funeral Home in Carson. Robert Hoffman, age 78, of Cedar Falls and formerly of Audubon, died June 6th. A memorial service for Robert Hoffman will be Friday at 1:30 at the Dahl Van Hoof Schuf Funeral Home and Cremation Service in Cedar Falls. Marvell Chapman, age 74, of Des Moines, died May 31st. Public graveside services for Marvell Chapman will be held Friday at 2 o'clock at the Pleasant Grove Cemetery in rural Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has arrangements. Mabel Buboltz, age 97, of Walnut, died March 15th. A graveside memorial service for Mabel Buboltz will be on Sunday at 2 o'clock at the Layton Township Cemetery in Walnut. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. David Sargent, age 50, of Harlan, died Thursday in Omaha. A celebration of life for David Sargent will be held July 25th at 10 a.m. at Shelter No. 2 of Prairie Rose State Park in Shelby County. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Charlotte Bierbaum, age 65, of Griswold, died Monday. Services for Charlotte Bierbaum are pending at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. And Marilyn Inken, age 82, of Atlantic, died Monday at the Salem Lutheran Home. Services for Marilyn Inken are pending at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. Dean Fike, age 85, of Fontenelle, died Sunday in Creston. Funeral services for Dean Fike are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents, Brocker, Carnes & Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Anita, and Council Bluffs. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.